This is about goals to outcomes. Goals, I don't think, always work like they say they work, but they do work and they do help direct outcomes. So we're looking to goals to outcomes. We're just going to give you one take on it. This is not the definitive on goal setting or goal achieving. In fact, for those who get in this course, there is, paid course, there is a free book that we give called, and it's all about goal setting, and it's actually quite in depth, and it's changed a lot of people's lives, the information in that book. It's called Aladdin's Lamp Unleashed: The Guide to Effortless Creation. But we're just going to talk about some basics and about goals here. We're going to say it's important to set goals. Now, we want you to get a piece of paper and say my goals, make it nice, clean, and then just set it aside. And we're just going to give you some basic goals for this course. And so just use these goals that we're giving you as practice, and then you can plug in your own after you think about it. And I would actually get that Aladdin's Lamp Unleashed and read the whole thing, because there's lots of things people don't teach you about goals that are hidden in there. Like sometimes your goals actually deter you from getting your goals. And that's a whole psychological thing. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a couple of goals. Let's say the money goal. You're in here for money. So we'll say $1,000 extra a week. And that's after taxes, expenses, and stuff. It's at that, and after, and outside of your current income, outside of your retirement, outside of your job. This is $1,000 a week extra income. Two, we're going to talk about some things that you need to do to probably get that together. Like have a good clean website and have a good email follow-up system. And I think it's really nice to have a blog and a podcast, and then have some actions and some things like flyers, car signs, t-shirts, ways to actually approach people, SEO, that kind of stuff. We've got all that available for you. And then the third thing is we're going to make a goal to talk to 20 people a day and get them interested to at least take something to watch a 10-minute video. And let's say you only have one out of 20 do it. That's a super success, because that'll get you to 1,000. If you do that consistently, you'll get to 1,000 a week. We're going to talk about that last goal first, the 20 people a day. That seems like a big thing. Now, you should have already listened to the sting of rejection. That's one of the biggest problems that people have about running against a goal like talking to a lot of people. And there are ways to talk about that. That Aladdin's Lamp Unleashed gives you some ways to do it. But let's say, okay, how am I going to talk to 20 people a day, knowing what you know now? Well, there's how much time do you have? That's the key. Let's say you only got an hour a day. Well, go where there's tons of people and just say, hey, I'm running this survey. You think you could take the survey? And if you take it, I'll give you the, free gifts. If you don't already know, there is a free gifts, free prizes deal that we offer people. It's a link. You give them that after they watch the video. Some people are going to say yes and get in. Let's say you get 20 people to watch the video and one person gets in. That's good numbers. In other words, you talk to 20 people a day and you get one person in. That's the game. That's 5% conversion ratio? That's what we're looking for. Some people are going to say yes, but you could probably say that little line to 60 people in an hour. And some of them will take it and some of them will do it. But you only need one or two people to do it. And if you just get one out of those 20 to actually jump in, you'll be at 1,000 a week
in a relatively short period of time.
So it's a good thing to get their name too. Ask them. That's what business cards I think are for. You ask them for a business card. If not, you take out your business card and have them write down their name and number on the back, and then you keep it and say, oh, here's my number if you need me, or here's the link to the website. That's easy to say, but if you don't handle that sting of rejection, it's virtually impossible for most people to do consistently for any length of time, even a day or a week, let alone a year. But after, if you do it for a year, then it becomes just a tool.
What else can we talk about? Let's see. If you get their name, put it on an emailing list and one of those automated follow-up systems. Okay, what else? 20 people an hour. There's lots of things you could do. Let's see. There's lots of things you could do. For example, you could have made up and wear a little t-shirt and point to some fascinating little sign on it and say,
you want a free gift? And then say, watch this 10-minute video, and there's a little link at the end, and you get lots of free gifts. That's one of the things that you have when you get in. there's other ways to do it too. Like, say you like network marketers, call up these people and say, you know what, I want to listen to what you got, but I'll do a trade. You watch my video and I'll watch yours, because I believe in the hedging. I don't want to have all my eggs in one MLM basket. Or go to a nonprofit and say, hey, or a bunch of them, call them and say, you know, would you look this over? I think it might be something that can bring some income into your nonprofit. Or go to groups. I used to go to these things to do talks, and I could get up in front of a class and give a talk. You know, it was like teaching you how to talk, and they would give you a topic. But it's very easy to slip in your thing, say, hey, you know, I'm such and such, my name's Mike, I teach people how to make $1,000 a week. You know, hey, contact me afterwards, and then you give you a little talk. So you've talked to 20 people at one time. If you have a clever enough sign on your car, or if you're a place like Las Vegas and you walk down a street with better than gambling, better than lotto, ask me for a flyer, or just have flyers. There's all kinds of things. It depends on how bold you are, but don't be, really listen to the sting of rejection. There's a thing we're going to do on communication too. Don't be hypey. You'll get much better results if you're just honest, really talk to the people where they're at, communicate to them where they're at, look to them to get them what they want, not what you want. And if you're sincere about that and honest about that, you'll get a lot better results. You got to just learn to befriend people. Sometimes you talk to people, you don't even show them. You just say, hey, you know, hey, send me a line. You know, here's my email, give them a card, or don't even do that, just get their card. Or you can just call almost any business and say, here's what I'm doing, and I was wondering if you had a way to help me with this. Call an advertising business, call a lawyer's business, but I would not recommend that. Call marketing people, call website builders and say, here's what I'm doing. You gotta, you know, I'm trying to get people to watch this video. Maybe you got some ideas how to get 20 people to do this. And just be creative. And the goal, again, $1,000 a week extra outside of your normal income. This is an extra $1,000 a week extra, the key word. And the setup to follow that, so it becomes, once you've got people coming in, they go to a website, they listen to a video, they automatically sign up, they go on a email follow-up system, and they leave their phone number, and then you follow up on them, sorting them on who's hot and who's not. And then you ultimately get them to sign up, get someone to sign up, and the list varies. Some people get hot, they'll drop to cold. Some people get cold, drop to hot. The continual cycle. And you keep feeding it 20 people a day, and then you go up to 1,000 a week. And I want to state the obvious here. These are hypotheticals. There's no promises, no guarantees that you or anyone else will actually get to 1,000 a week. But I've seen this happen. Say 1 out of 20 comes in, that's good. And maybe 5 out of those 20 will produce, that'll still get you to 1,000 a week. Now, goals. As I said, one of the biggest things and the biggest problems with goals, people, I think, get very unrealistic with their goals. You know, they sit down and in that Aladdin's Lamp Unleashed, it does talk about creating whatever you want. And it talks about don't throw away your big goals, but don't put all your eggs in one basket, because you're setting yourself up for possible failure. There's some things that we do as humans that do cause us to shut down our goals. Like, I've seen a lot of people, I used to teach goal setting, and you go, I want to make $1,000,000, I'm going to make $1,000,000 a year. But what they were really, deep down where their belief really was, what they were saying is, I'm not going to make $1,000,000 a year. And all the effort they put into the goal would collapse as soon as they let down, and the reality of not going to make $1,000,000 pops up. So here's a counter, a workaround. When you set your own goals on your own blank piece of paper, set maybe 3 goals. Set impossible goals. You know, I'm going to make $1,000,000,000. And you don't have to even say why. Just I'm going to make it. Somebody's going to come to me and bring me a $1 billion idea, and I'm not going to have to invest anything, and I'm going to make it. Then set what I say a hard to achieve goal. Let's say, okay, I'm going to make also $1,000 a week on the way to that billion. I'm going to make $1,000 a week extra. And I'm going to do it with this system. That's just hypothetical. And then set one that's very realistic. By realistic, I mean by very believable, very doable, something that easily could be done if you put your mind to it. Just say, I'm going to sell one of these programs and sell one a week and make 100 a week, or 3 a week and make 100 a week of the lesser programs. And I'm going to do what I need to do to sell one of those, and I'm going to start right now.
And then you've got three goals and you work on them simultaneously. Another thing you've done is kind of tricky, a way to trick the mind. You've set some psychological patterns, some psychological barriers, some psychological buffers that will help, because your mind can jump to the impossible from times when it feels like it. But it can always fall back to, oh, that could be hard if I really worked it. Oh, but I can do this one. It really gives you a cushion and a launching pad. And you'll find that things happen much faster than you want. And by the way, there are people, maybe even listening to this tape, who, you know, a million a year or a million a week is not that big a goal. Well, then use the same pattern within that framework. Pick an impossible goal, probably not money, and then pick one that's very hard to do, and then pick a money one. But I would really recommend you set a goal of wisdom instead of money only, because money only will destroy you, whether you make it or not. You can be a rich, destroyed person. So in short, set three goals, one impossible, one doable but hard, and one very achievable. And then your mind can find its resting place at that moment, because your mind's not always in the same place. And make sure you add wisdom and good things to your goals. A few things that helps is to write those goals down, post them where you see them every day. Actually get pictures that make you, you know, they're goal boards. You can read all about goal setting. But I really recommend that you, with caution and with wisdom, look at all the goal setting stuff you're doing, because some people make their goal setting seem like it's absolutely sure you're going to make your goal. And the truth is, probably not. The truth is, things change. You got to be flexible and go with the change of reality. And if you get obsessed with money, you're in deep doo-doo. I just tell you that from definite experience. If you want to be obsessed with something, be obsessed with wisdom. What the heck is wisdom? Where is wisdom? How can I find wisdom? How can I include wisdom in everything I do? And love and wisdom and good things. And I'm not going to talk to people about it. I'm just going to make wisdom my number one priority. And out of that's going to come all my money. So I guess that's enough for this goal setting. Set your own goals. Remember, if you get in this course, they say you get in the Christmas package, you get that free book. And otherwise, you can go to Amazon and pick up Aladdin's Lamp Unleashed, A Guide to Effortless Creation by Michael Houston. Anyway, God bless you. You have a great day. And may your goals be set wisely, and may God help you achieve them.